Hi. 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 You tuned to Kids Brain Serial Radio. This is Sam. Matt and I are on vacation. While we're gone, enjoy this special edition of the show featuring some Kids Brain Radio highlights and songs from our playlist. We'll be back next week for more crazy live fun. See you then.
Traditional sounds of an English summer, the drone of lawnmowers, the smack of leather on willow, has been added a new noise.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear. There were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, they were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire. The clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time when I was little. You don't see that. and when it would rain, it would all turn. They were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were.
One thing is, I can live with doubt and uncertainty and not knowing. I think it's much more interesting to live not knowing than to have answers which might be wrong. I have approximate answers and possible beliefs and different degrees of certainty about different things, but I'm not absolutely sure of anything. And there are many things I don't know anything about, such as whether it means anything to ask why we're here. What the question might mean. I might think about it a little bit. If I can't figure it out, then I go to something else. But I don't have to know an answer. I don't feel frightened by not knowing things, by being lost in the mysterious universe without having any purpose, which is the way it really is, as far as I can tell, possibly. It doesn't frighten me.
Blossom, being the smart one, what's it like?
Oh, I think it's a great honor. And, no, wait. Actually, I think those labels are lame. The smart one always means the boring one. And I'm not boring, I'm a fiery redhead. And who made Bubbles the cute one? I'm cute. Look at this bow! And what makes Buttercup the tough one? Tell that to the monsters I beat up. I'm smart, cute, and tough. I'm the whole package.
Okay. Being a superhero, do you feel the need for a cool catchphrase?
Not really. My actions speak louder than words. Unless my words are... Hey, maybe one of those could be my catchphrase.
Blossom, your secret. What is it?
I find inspiration from the world's many female superheroes. Like Wonder Woman and Hawk Girl and... Wonder Woman...
So, what's next for Blossom?
Let's see. There's a meteor headed for Townsville. Gotta stop that. I need to clean my room. Stop a giant bug from eating downtown. And do my homework. We're learning fractions.
Anything else you want to say?
I would like everyone to know that I am dedicated to keeping Townsville safe from the clutches of evil. Especially evil monkeys. Hopefully that's the last of them. I have my fingers crossed. If... I had fingers.
Greetings, fellow robots. I hope oil goes well with you. In this lesson, you will move arms and legs. When you hear this sound, move your right arm. When you hear this sound, move your left arm. When you hear this sound, move one leg. When you hear this sound, move the other leg. Remember, right arm, left arm, one leg, the other leg. Here is your robot music. Do not rest until you can move to it.
Ah! Simba, show us how it goes.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Look at all these high fashion outfits and accessories. I'm gonna dress her up like a bride.
Yes, girls have endless hours of fun playing dress up with new high fashion log. And don't forget dream date log.
Isn't it romantic?
Girls just love high fashion log.
Yes, log. All kids love log.
What rolls downstairs, boner in pairs, rolls over your neighbor's dog. What's great for a snack and fits on your back? It's log, log, log. It's log, log. It's big, it's heavy, it's wood. It's log, log. It's better than bad, it's good. Everyone wants a log. You're gonna love it long. Come on and get your log. Everyone needs a log.
Log from Blammo.
As we fly, I've been thinking about how many interesting forms of life there are on Earth. Take spiders, for instance. They're not really insects. They're more or less,
spiders are insect cousins, and there are spiders by the hundreds of dozens. They lay many eggs, raise many kids, and their scientific name is arachnids. Some spiders weave webs like silk, which they get from a part of their body called a spinneret. They squeeze some liquid through holes so tiny that a strand like silk comes out strong and shiny. Spider spins a web. Pretty tricky, for the web is pretty, and the web is sticky. A fly flies into it stuck, can't turn back, so the spider enjoys a tasty snack. Spiders are big and spiders are small, but they never seem to grow very tall. They use the silk they spin in strings for covering their babies and other things. One spider I saw was very cute. He was using his silk as a parachute. Spiders are insect cousins, and there are spiders by the hundreds of dozens. They lay many eggs, raise many kids, and their scientific name is arachnids. Thank you.
was my mind. Because the wind is high, our love is old, love is new. Because the sky is blue, it makes me cry.